Listen to the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show online live at WNSR.com.
Welcome back, Johnny Ballpark Franks with you. Before we go to our next guest, some really sad news, and this kind of continues with the trend we saw last year and now starting early this year as well. But really sad news to learn of the passing of Don Sutton, a Hall of Fame baseball player. Primarily, you know him as a Los Angeles Dodger, but played for five different teams. And then, if you're a fan of the Atlanta Braves, you certainly got to know him as a Braves broadcaster from TV to radio as well. But passing away at the age of 75, just really sad news. Right now, chance to go to the hotline and talk some Tennessee Vols. Ryan Callahan, he covers the Vols for GoVols247.com. Ryan, you know, it's one of these things that we have been discussing, and were you really shocked yesterday with the news that Jeremy Pruitt out and Phil Fulmer retiring?
I wasn't. I thought this was a real possibility for, obviously at least a little while before yesterday, and we weren't sure how the timing was going to work out. We knew that Jeremy Pruitt had spoken with the attorneys and other investigators involved in the investigation on Thursday of last week, and new things were at least starting to wrap up with Tennessee's end of the investigation. We didn't know maybe to the extent or how long the NCAA had also been involved, so we didn't know if that would play into how long this dragged out, but obviously things were winding down on Tennessee's front, and they were able to go ahead and make this decision. So it didn't surprise me that it happened. Maybe a little surprised that Fulmer also is stepping down at the same time. I thought that was something that might not happen until later if it happened, but certainly there were whispers of that being a possibility too. So, overall not shocking, but I'm sure surprising to a lot of people out there. Just, you can hear about it and still to see it happen. Even with all Tennessee's been through over the last 13 years, it's still shocking to see something like that actually unfold and for a school to release that they've had allegations of pretty serious violations under their watch and have that happen.
If you spend 3 years with a program, not only are you going to know where your skeletons are, you're going to know about the other skeletons part of an athletics program. I'm a little surprised just how motivated Tennessee, has been, besides hiring the attorneys, to make sure that they can fire Jeremy Pruitt, with cause. And so because of that, the fact that, do I think he's going to walk away with nothing? No. because otherwise, I think this gets really ugly before it gets better for the Vols.
It could. I was a little bit surprised by Tennessee's move to go ahead and fire him for cause. That obviously might be tough to stand by. And as you said, that's still probably up for debate because his attorney obviously released a statement last night, sort of poking holes at how Tennessee handled some aspects of the situation and making it sound like that it was a very concerted effort for the university to be able to fire him for cause, and this was kind of a preordained outcome the way his attorney is trying to sell it. So certainly there's a lot to be decided there at least, but at the same time, Tennessee presented six different counts on which they're able to say that they're firing him for cause, and one of those is simply failing to monitor his own program. That's one of the aspects of that. So even if Jeremy Pruitt can make the case that none of this is directly tied to him, claim ignorance to some of the things that might end up being revealed whenever the report from this investigation is released, Tennessee still might have the case to make that just simply failing to oversee all of this and allowing this to happen on his watch might justify the firing for cause. So that'll be interesting how that unfolds, and I'm not sure anybody involved wants to have a big public show made of it. If at best, I think this is maybe a settlement deal where Jeremy Pruitt maybe ends up getting a portion of what he's owed under normal circumstances. But I don't think either side, to your point, would want to drag a lot of that out in public and have anything else come out that either side might know about the other.
Do you think Phillip Fulmer knew or did not want to know?
Yeah, I don't know. Obviously, there are plenty of athletic departments out there that have been had similar issues happen where you can always ask that question after the fact when stuff like this happens, and there's no way to really know. My guess is that you might hear of things, but it's one thing to hear of something and know about something. So I wouldn't assume that Philip Fulmer knew something and turned a blind eye to it or anything like that. And if he did, you would think there would have been some sort of warning at some point to do something different. So I don't know. I wouldn't want to assume anything on that, and certainly don't think that was I was a little bit maybe not surprised is the right word, but it was interesting to hear Donde Plowman, Tennessee's chancellor, come out yesterday and make it very clear that Philip Fulmer was not in any way implicated in any of the allegations that they've looked into, and that he was not directly involved in anything, and that was not the reason for him stepping down. You do wonder about his statement around the time Tennessee accepted its Liberty Bowl invitation, where he sort of doubled down on Jeremy Pruitt being Tennessee's coach.
Right.
You wonder if that maybe ruffled some feathers at the time, because I think Tennessee was very much in the middle of that investigation, did not know the outcome, and that was Fulmer kind of doubling down on his bet that Jeremy Pruitt was his guy, that he was going to stay, and you wonder if something like that maybe played into it. But obviously it doesn't sound like, from Donde Plowman's comments, that Philip Fulmer being directly involved or being responsible for overseeing any of that stuff was the reason for him stepping down at the end of this AD search.
Ryan Callahan joining us. Here's the thing. Since the investigation is still going on, right, we don't know. So anything that was said yesterday, you can let it go through one ear and out the other. Back last year, did Philip Fulmer not get an extension? Yes, he did. I always said that they're attached to the hip, Jeremy Pruitt and Phil Fulmer. And if anybody believes, and I've been already told this too, anybody who believes he retired on his own, he needs to buy some beachfront property in Colorado. Because if you don't think this was a forced retirement, then you're not seeing all the tea leaves there.
Yeah, I don't think that this was just a random decision by Philip Fulmer. As you said, he just signed a contract extension in May that was supposed to keep him at Tennessee through December of 2023. I think Philip Fulmer was very clearly hoping, at least until not very long ago, that Jeremy Pruitt would be able to stay at Tennessee, and I think very much had the sense that they were likely tied at the hip, that his outcome depended on Jeremy Pruitt staying at Tennessee. So, I think Philip Fulmer did not make that decision to step down as a forced retirement or whatever you want to call it. But that's what happens in a lot of those cases. He obviously, made the decision to hire Jeremy Pruitt under tough circumstances in that search 3 years ago. But he's had Jeremy Pruitt's back the entire way. And again, that statement last month, I still wonder about that. If kind of coming out and making it sound like Jeremy Pruitt was coming back, when I'm not sure that was the way a lot of other people were thinking at that time, I wonder if that, as much as anything, might have led to them thinking if there was any chance of him sticking around longer, maybe that sort of trying to undermine maybe the severity of the situation could have led to that.
So basically, if we had everybody under scrutiny as far as with lie detector tests, everybody who spoke yesterday at that press conference, how much of what was told is truthful and how much was not? Because once again, if you buy into everything that was said and then you look into and realize what was actually the actual facts of the matter and what we think and what we've been told, then how much can you believe what was said yesterday?
I don't think we know all the facts, certainly. I think there's a lot more we'll find out once some sort of report is made public on this. I don't know that there were too many, misleading things said yesterday, but obviously the presentation of Philip Fulmer's stepping down, might be one of the main things you would point to. But, how much anything else was, painted in a way that's not totally fair, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But I definitely think Tennessee made a big show of trying to operate with integrity going forward. I think those words from Randy Boyd, the president, and from Donde Plowman certainly put a little bit of a target on Tennessee's back in the future in regard to handling things in that manner. As long as they're running the show at Tennessee, those are big words to throw around and to make it sound like you're not going to put up with any sort of wrongdoing in the future. So That obviously is a high standard to uphold in a league as competitive as the SEC. But, you know, I don't know that there were, you know, many lies or anything like that told, but obviously the presentation of Fulmer's decision is just one of the things that, you know, those things happen.
Before we get to a head coach, they want to hire an AD. Two names that I've heard, David Blackburn, used to be, you know, formerly with Tennessee's administration as far as athletic administration. He was also AD at Chattanooga, currently associate AD at MTSU. So that's one name that's out there. Also, John Gilbert, the AD at East Carolina, another name I've heard. What about you?
Yeah, Blackburn is not a name that we've heard as much this time around. He certainly has been involved in a couple of Tennessee's past AD searches and was a name that frequently was one of the first that came up in some of those past ones. I'm not sure his stock is as high as it once was in Tennessee circles, but I think you can't rule him out. But yeah, that's not a name we've heard as much. But definitely John Gilbert, I think, should probably be considered one of the early favorites for that job. I think he's certainly one to keep an eye on. Yeah, we'll see if this ends up being a wide search. I do think there's a chance that, you know, Donde Plowman and Randy Boyd and the people involved want to look at a number of candidates. But if they don't take a long time with this, I would assume John Gilbert would be one of the top contenders. Another guy with Tennessee ties who has come up early in this search that I think would make a lot of sense is Mark Ingram at UAB. He's done a good job down there, I think. Has pretty deep ties to Tennessee and would make a lot of sense in a situation like this. So those two, I think, were among the first names that came to mind for a lot of people, and we'll see how the search goes. But I think there are some other names across the country that if Tennessee does decide to take its time with this and really, really look for a guy that's the right long-term fit and it doesn't have to be a Tennessee guy, you could see this be a farther-reaching search that might involve some guys who were maybe, you know, assistant athletic directors at other schools and things like that.
Before I let you go, I'll remind the listeners again what they can expect when they go to GoVols247.com.
Well, obviously plenty of coverage of all of this as Tennessee continues searching for an athletic director, a new football coach after that. So plenty to cover on those fronts. Basketball coverage as well with Tennessee playing tonight and much more. Along with all that, recruiting, obviously, year-round, so plenty to keep track of right now at GoVols247.com and sign up now to get 50% off your first year on the site.
Thank you so much. Have a great rest of the week. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Johnny.